Betty Trunell, speaking for the Decatur Public Library, and our guest this morning is Mr. Sam Loeb. We're recording at Loeb's Men's Clothing Store, 125 North Water Street in Decatur, Illinois, on April 29, 1986. Mr. Loeb, you told me you always had lived in Decatur. Where did you live when you were a child?
I was born in the 900 block North Calhoun Street. And shortly thereafter, my folks moved to 535 North Morgan Street. I went to, I went to Gassman School through the fifth grade. Then
Gassman is a school that was recently torn down, isn't it?
It was torn down several years ago.
That must have.
It's at the corner of Church and North Street.
Right. You must have had a few little memories as you saw that building being torn down.
Well, that was just torn down a few years ago.
Yes, I know.
But
did you continue in Decatur School?
Well, I went to Uri School. Then from there, I went to Central Junior High School. Then went to high school for the last 3 years. Then I went over to the University of Illinois for a year and a half.
What was your major subject there?
General business.
Mm-hmm.
But I had eye trouble. I've always had eye trouble,
oh.
See. And that was the reason why I left school and decided to try business back in...
Well, let's talk a little bit about your childhood. Did you have fun when you were a child? What did you do for entertainment?
When I was a child, participated in all the sports of the day, played a lot of baseball, football, basketball. I was always interested as a youngster in athletics. Then, when I got to Decatur High School, I was on their basketball team for 3 years, see. And I also worked at the same time. My father had a small clothing store in the 700 block East El Dorado Street. And I worked there after schools every night until 9 o'clock. I had a good time back in those days. My father was a good provider, and my home life was excellent.
Great. Did they give you chores to do at home?
I had to do all the chores. I had to cut the grass, wash the dishes.
You didn't have brothers and sisters?
I had two brothers and a sister. My oldest brother died, he just died last September, and I still have a sister living here and a brother who's a very successful manufacturer in Los Angeles. But I never left Decatur. But our home life was excellent.
Great.
And there's one thing that my mother, who died in 1936, always impressed upon the children. She said, with our background, we cannot be like silver. We must be like gold growing up in life.
Well, that's almost poetic, isn't it?
Well, it isn't poetic, but that's what was always stressed. That was always stressed on the children. Now, I've tried to follow that in my family.
Okay. When you left the University of Illinois, you had a ready-made job, didn't you?
No.
No?
Cross that out. When I left school, I went to work for my father.
Yeah.
But I aspired for better, bigger things. So, in the latter part of 1932, I acquired this building and opened this men's apparel store, or clothing store, in early 1933. And I'm still here.
Well, great.
See?
Let's find out a little bit about the men's clothing business. What changes have come about since you started?
This store is a traditional type of operation. Semi-conservative, high quality. Only the very finest apparel. As a matter of fact, there hasn't been any huge changes in this type of operation.
In other words, you haven't had to add women's wear?
From time to time, our major supplier made women's tailored suits, Art Schaffner and Marks. And we carried them on several occasions. Now for this coming fall, we are going to use a limited number of women's Art Schaffner and Marks suits. But nothing else.
And it's obvious from the story that you don't cater to women at all.
No, we're a men's operation.
Yes, okay.
See, we don't have the room, and I have more than I want to do right now.
Well, you've kept, obviously, your old customers, your traditional clientele, and I'm sure they have good taste. Have they made any changes in their demands or what they would like in clothing?
I don't think so. In most cases, our customers came back to shop this store, and we still have a few of them who've been trading here for over 50 years. But I have found that there's a complete turnover of customers every 8 to 10 years because of retirement and death, see. But we have always been able to attract new customers. See.
And they don't demand, say, blue jeans, Western wear?
We're not. We have never sold blue jeans or Western wear or appeal to the you say, the Mod Group? I don't know.
Yes.
I'll say it's the Mod Group. I'm not sure what the proper wording is there. But we've always been extremely traditional. And as a result, we've had over 50 years of good, solid business.
Now, there must have been some changes in style in this good, solid business, the traditional. I've noticed, even in my limited observation, that men's suits occasionally change.
There's been very few changes in men's fashions of the traditional type. Mm-hmm. However, what few changes have been made have been very minor.
Like width of lapels or
that's
cut
right.
of the
that's right.
coat.
And that's right. See, they have to do something to attract new customers
right.
or make the current wardrobe look tired.
Right.
See?
Yes, I noticed that sometimes men's ties are narrow, sometimes they're
wide. That's right.
But now what about materials?
Years ago, all the materials for clothing consisted of all wool.
Even in summer?
In the summer, all wool, yes. No, that's right. See, years ago they didn't, I think poly wool came out, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 years ago, see, but I'm going way back now, see.
Mm-hmm.
However, today, most of the summer suits are poly wool, which is better since that type of fabric has better shape retaining qualities, mm-hmm. see. But otherwise, very few changes.
Mm-hmm. But menswear has become more comfortable, hasn't it, over the years? That is, I've noticed the collars, there's some relaxation, isn't there?
Well, there's been a great, change in the fact that people are more sportswear minded today than years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So years ago, men never wore sports shirts. Maybe when they wore them, they wore them maybe at the house or somewhere, go out to play golf and so forth. But perhaps the sport coat has come into its own. Years ago, they never wore sport coats. Never even carried them. But today, 40% of our apparel sales are sport coats.
But even those are tailored, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
So they have...
Yes, they're made just like a suit.
Mm-hmm.
But the fabrics are different. The colors are different.
And a little easier to wear.
A little more informal, I would say.
What do you think of the problem of foreign manufacture?
Very serious. Very, very serious problem. Today, to 50% of men's clothing coming into the United States is made abroad, see. And as a result, It has created a great deal of unemployment. Can I help you, Ingrid? It has created a great deal of unemployment in the clothing industry.
What do you think the answer is?
Well, you have the same problem. I'm not to answer your question. You have the same problem in the shoe industry. I would say perhaps 75% of shoes are coming in from abroad. I hope you are well. I don't think I've told you anything.
You've told me a lot, Mr. Gold. But let's talk now for a minute about downtown.
You ask the questions and I'll try to answer.
All right. We're talking about downtown Decatur. You've been in this very same place since the 1930s.
Since
1933. Right. Well, now, the neighborhood has changed, or the downtown, we'll say, has changed.
When I opened up, this was considered a very poor location. The reason why, in the early 20s, the chain stores were coming in to downtown America. And the best locations in those days was in the 200 and 300 block North Water Street. And that thrived up until the advent of the shopping center. Then the big chains moved to the shopping centers for parking reasons. As a result, the 300 block North Water Street was a block of empty buildings. Then, in addition, the downtown mall didn't work out. There was no mall in the 100 block North Water. People could drive up and run in the store for 5 or 10 minutes, pick up packages, drop folks off. But you couldn't do that in the 300 block because there's no parking in the area. So this block became the best block in the city. Also, this block's between the three banks. So we will continue to remain in our current or in our present location. Go ahead. Do you have any other questions on downtown Decatur?
Then evidently you feel that there is a hope for people coming downtown.
I feel about the merchants, about the business of downtown Decatur. Stores that have a good reputation and have built up a strong following over the many years will be able to continue to flourish. However, new stores opening up without any identification is going to be very difficult to be successful.
But it's encouraging to think that old stores with a fine reputation like yours and like the women's stores are continuing to flourish.
Well, you take stores like Van Laws, Newman's, Newman's around the corner, what's the stores there?
Williams.
Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Haines and Essex,
mm-hmm. right.
Rops, mm-hmm. Forrest. Those are names that have been downtown for many, many years.
Right.
So they have built up a very strong following.
And there are professional offices downtown, too, that draw people, as well as the banks.
Oh, sure.
So that, well, I think you have a very interesting point, that the downtown will continue to thrive in the traditional way and offer services.
And another very important facet is this. People can get better service downtown. And find better selections.
Right.
See.
Find quality.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy in my present location.
Well, it's really encouraging to hear you say that. And we have appreciated your sharing your experiences with us. And hope that you continue in this very same place for a number of years. And we thank you very much. You have been listening to the reminiscences of Mr. Sam Loeb and Mrs. Betty Turnell.